Now, I want to spend some time talking about Paul Robeson, William Patterson, and reparations. Let me just read who Paul Robeson is, a little paragraph, and then on William Patterson, and we'll start talking about that for a book. Paul Leroy Robeson, born April the 9th, 1898. He passed January the 23rd, 1976. He was an American-based baritone concert artist and stage and film actor who became famous both for his cultural accomplishment and for his political activism. Now, William Lorenzo Patterson, which this is a person that should be, he should be on the tongue of every African-American, descendants of slave Americans, should know who this individual is. And he kind of got lost in history. He was born August the 27th, 1891. He passed March the 5th, 1980. He was an African-American leader in the Communist Party, USA, and head of the International Labor Defense, a group that offered legal representation to communists, trade unions, and African-American cases involving issues of political or racial persecution. Patterson was also the lawyer for Huey P. Newton. He was also the lawyer for Angela Davis. He was known as Mr. Civil Rights. And but to me, the most important thing about William Patterson and Paul Robeson, they're very close friends that go all the way back to the early 20s, is that December the 17th, 1951, Paul Robeson and William Patterson took the United States before the UN and accused them for genocide against the descendants of the chattel slaves of America. And for that, Paul Robeson's passport was taken. It was 8 years before they let him out of the United States again to quiet his voice down. And William Patterson, he was put in federal prison because what happened, he took the petition to Paris, France, where the UN were meeting, and delivered the petition there. At the same time, Paul Robeson did it in New York here, and they paid a steep price for this. Now, the reason I want to tie this into reparation is because William Patterson was an outstanding attorney. As I mentioned earlier, he was attorney for Huey P. Newton, attorney for Angela Davis, the Scottsboro case, the Trenton Six. You just go down the line, he was involved with that for helping African Americans during the 40s and the 50s and et cetera, like that. Now, one of the name of the 237-page document that they presented before the UN, it was a list of 152, even more than that, but they list 152 incidents against the descendants of the slave, chattel slaves of America in down south lynching, bombings, etc., like that. And now, why I think this is so important for reparation is because it's like a legal brief that laid the foundations for what the country owed the descendants of the slaves, chattel slaves of America, for basically building this country and still owe reparation. One other incident, I'm gonna mention that, and then we're gonna open it up for a discussion on this reparation thing, is a lot of people don't know that you had the 1927 flood in the Mississippi, Louisiana Delta, all down there, that covered the entire Delta for 4 months. And during this particular time, the descendants of the slaves of America was forced to work under gunpoint. So that's grounds for reparations there. And another incident that happened during that particular time, up until that particular time, the descendants of the chattel slaves of America was part of the Republican Party. The Democratic Party, which was the party of the Confederacy and the party of the KKK, at that particular time, African American descendants of slaves of America wasn't involved in that party. Here's how we got involved with these Democrats. And I say it all the time, that we got to figure out a way to get away from these Democrats and Republicans. We can still be involved with the political process, but we should be independent. You know, we could almost, from a historical point of view, understand people that want to be a Republican, et cetera, like that, because the Republican Party came into existence to fight for the freedom of the descendants of slaves of America. But the Democrats, these Dixiecrats, that even that fought to keep slavery going during the Civil War, and even after that, during destroyed Reconstruction, and the Dixiecrats, and the, even the same people that fought against Dr. King and all that kind of stuff like that, somebody explained to me why we still mess around with this Democratic Party. You know, these, I often say, if you were black and you were Democrat, then hey, you part of the black KKK, et cetera. But what happened is during the time of the 27th flood, you had Herbert Hoover, who was the Secretary of Commerce. He met with Robert Moulton, who succeeded Booker T. Washington at Tuskegee Institute. And he promised that after the 27th flood, that he was going to divide some of the bankrupt land that you had among the descendants of the slaves of America, among the African Americans in the South. See, and what happened when he became president, he went back on his word. He made an alliance with the Democratic Dixiecrats at that particular time. And what happened, Robert Moulton, who was the head of the Republican Party, he moved from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party, and the black leadership went in the direction of becoming Democrats. And they supported Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who became the president. And we know he was up there for 16 years. He brought in the whole social program, and we've been involved with this Democrat ever since. Because I feel that if we're going to get reparations, we're going to get the reparation as independents. We're not going to get it from the Republican Party, and we're not going to get it from the Democratic Party. One more thing, and I'm going to open it up. I know we got the whole concept that people call the ADOP, or what they talk about, the descendants of slaves of America, chattel slaves of America, who should presume they represent their reparation just from the orbit of the United States. But I believe that's a myth, and that's a problem. Because when you look at people like Marcus Garvey, Paul Robeson, Malcolm X, and Dr. King in their latter days, they understood the importance of the international connection. They understood that slavery was an international concept. It wasn't just something that was happening here in the United States. And if we're going to get reparation, we have to be the vanguard, no doubt, that the descendants of chattel slaves of America should be at the forefront. But you're going to have to take it on the international and get support on the international basis. Let me open up. Anybody want to pick up on that?
Yeah.